This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
What?
I feel like getting oozy, kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Lowdown. I am your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are bloodline-related, and I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? This is the best-kept secret in radio today, the BKS. Yeah!
And before we get into today's pod, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
Yeah!
So, BKS, I just want to know, before we get into this, did you take a moment out of your day to acknowledge our tribal chief?
You mean me?
Let's just take a moment real quick. Throw your ones up. No.
Deuces, I'm out.
Two. Okay. So, we're here today to talk about the bloodline. The story in WWE that has taken place over 3 years now, it has been one ride that has taken twists, turns, it's been cinema, it's been everything you want to see.
It's been stale.
Recently.
Granted, before that, too.
WrestleMania.
And then it picked up, even before that, it picked up, and then it went down, it picked up, it went down.
It's all twists and turns. As Triple H said, this is a story. We're telling it. I'm trying to justify this, but anyway, did the bloodline storyline jump the shark? Is it over? Are we at the end? Is the end in sight, or is it Mania? Was it 30, 40, 50? What's this Mania?
It's 40.
Oh, it's 40. This yes. One's 40. Oh. Yes. See, I don't. Roman numerals confuse me.
I hate them.
But WrestleMania 40, is that the end of the bloodline?
I don't know. Honestly, I honestly don't know. I think I could care two shits about the bloodline now at this point. If it was any time to end the story, if it wasn't gonna be at Mania, if it wasn't gonna be at Sammy. At Elimination Chamber, it should have been SummerSlam. That's it. Roman's also hurt, by the way, 3 months. Granted, we don't see him on TV anymore, but they're like, oh, he's injured. He's not going to be on TV any regardless, so.
Yeah, which is kind of like, he's going to appear on TV like he has been, but not like.
On pay-per-views.
Well, not on pay-per-views, but not actively wrestling.
He doesn't active wrestle anymore. I've been saying this. I hate it.
Well, the story now is going to be Jimmy versus Jay. A while back, like a week ago, that poster of Rikishi leaked out saying before he referees at Payback, imagine like WWE internally, like, yo. You just, this could all be alleged too. We don't know if it's actually happening pending the recording of this podcast, but.
If they hold it off to Mania, right? Safe to do. I would love if they get the green light for Jay to go to All Out, All In. Be like, because his contract, his contract is ending up.
He's in the alumni section on the website.
He's alumni, but his contract is legit ending up at the end of August. You talk to Tony Khan. And be like, sell the story even further. You can have Jay for 1 day. You can't sign him to a contract for a 3-year term. You can even sign him for, you know, like a 4 months, like a short term contract. So he's out of WWE for that month. He could be Jay Fatu over in AEW. Come Royal Rumble, Jimmy's in the ring, and who do you hear is Uso? And then Jay comes back. I think that'd be cool. They're not gonna do it, but I would love Jay to be on AEW for 4 months.
So my thing here is I can almost guarantee in this bloodline story, we're going to get a fatal four-way. Roman, Jimmy, Jay, Solo. Am I wrong in saying that, though?
Yeah.
I think it's going to happen. Yeah?
No. I agree. Like, yeah. Agree.
Okay. Yeah, because it's just like the Shield. We never really got it. But, like, you know, these guys, all four, have to be in the ring at the same time fighting each other.
Dude, honestly, they said at the leading up to SummerSlam, no interference. No one's allowed to get interfered in this match. And what happened? Solo got interfered. Jimmy interfered. There's no consequences of that.
That we know of.
Apparently, the Samoan dynasties were in that building that night. Didn't even show up once.
It's just like, it just blows my mind with that. Let's just say it, because we're grown-ups. WWE is scripted. They write their own rules. Mm-hmm. So why write a rule of no interference and then just break it and not acknowledge it?
Because you could be like, oh, these guys are wired. They don't care about that, blah, blah, blah. It's like, then why mention it in the first? They're right, but then why mention it?
Exactly. It's like, you don't have to say everything. You don't have to lay it all out to be like, hey, like, these are the rules of this totally made up thing that we've created.
Even though it's basically a no holds bar match, but
that's all it was, really.
Yeah, honestly. All
right, here's a second question. Does Dewey Boy, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, appear at any point in this Bloodline saga? I just feel like he has to, because that's like, talk about jumping the shark. That's the moment.
I think the moment's passed. You know what?
Well, yes, with
the
it has.
With The Rock and Roman, with the writer strike and Rock not being in the movies, this is a good time for him to show up. You can have it at the Royal Rumble. You have him coming. You could have Rock costing him the WWE title at WrestleMania. But I think Rock, at this point, you need a Samoan that's not in WWE right now to get involved. I think Rock's moment's passed.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe. Umaga's son is in the indies. I think he wrestled his first match or something. Yeah. So
you can sign him. But I think for The Rock wise, it's too late for The Rock now. If it was a time for The Rock to get involved, it would have been at the Mania last year, 39, with Cody and Roman.
Yeah.
And then you set that up to WrestleMania 40. But that the Bloodline's dropping the show. And then I told you how I felt about the Bloodline. I was like, okay, I kind of died out before Sammy joined the Bloodline. And then when Sammy joined, it kind of revived the Bloodline story. And then when Sammy and Cody now winning, I'm like, okay, now what? So, like, right now, I'm just, like, out of the Bloodline. I'm like, I'm out. Deuces, like Jason said. I don't care about the Bloodline story anymore. I really don't.
It's just, especially now, talking about Jimmy and Jay, his reasoning on SmackDown was,
So stupid.
I was afraid you turn out like Roman. I was afraid, you know, the Usos.
He was the reason. He was the reason why he told Jay to leave. And then he's like, oh, I don't want you to turn in like Roman, like a pirate hungry motherfucker. And then kicked him. Like, there was no reason for that. No one.
You just could've... don't understand it. I just don't.
No, it's like you hate Roman, but you would rather have him hold the title than your own brother? Like.
Yeah. And then if he's his brother, he can be like, hey, you're technically holding two titles. You can split them and we can be co-champions, co-tribal chiefs.
Yeah, like us.
It's like it's so funny because they're doing it to themselves. They're actively choosing during meetings to be like, no, Jay is gonna get his because Jimmy just hey, whatever.
Roman and Paul have input on this too, which I think is the worst decision ever to have superstars hold the titles, have their input to have the match go. No, absolutely not. I felt like if it was any time to do it, it would have been SummerSlam.
But like, all right, even two, wild card. Is Damian Priest even sniffing Roman to cash in?
Or absolutely is this all not. World heavyweight? It's all world heavyweight. Absolutely not. At least Austin Theory had the cojones to be, well, he didn't really have a choice. There was only one title at the time. But he still tried to do it. Damian's like, I'm just going to stay away from that. I'm just going to stay over here. This nice, cozy, one-man champion, Seth Rollins, just right here. It's fine. Everything's fine.
I looked at this supposed Cody versus Roman 2 match at WrestleMania.
Once in a lifetime.
Well, that's what popped up in my head. I was like, how can they make us wait a full other year after making him lose? Like, what's Cody going to do between WrestleMania to WrestleMania? Clearly, it's fight Brock Lesnar. And then
For no reason.
For them to hug it out, and which was a good moment. But, like, you know, like, what is he going to do now?
Cody shouldn't win the Rumble going into next year.
No. I think that's strictly Chamber. There's going to be a qualifying match. He's going to win the Chamber. I think that's... And then whoever else for the Rumble.
I feel like if you make Cody win the Rumble back-to-back, that's how you get the people to turn on him.
Yes.
The fans. Yeah.
Especially if LA Knight's in that thing. It's going to be like...
Cody,
it's going to be like Daniel Bryan, Rey Mysterio.
Oh, yeah. No, Daniel Bryan, Batista.
Batista. That's who it was.
Yeah.
But I just... The back to the bloodline thing. This is what I was worried about post Cody losing. We're in this weird state of limbo and they say, no, don't worry. We got more. Whenever you get to like November, December, is more going to be enough to get you to WrestleMania in February? Was it February? Yeah.
March, April,
whatever. Is it enough?
The promo, like, it has to be the promos. The promos and the segments have to carry it at that point.
But you're at the point now, Jimmy and Jay are fighting. Solo is obviously the next domino to fall. Is it going to be Solo versus Roman, a program leading into like the Rumble? Like,
I think
what
Solo,
do you do?
I think Solo just walks out. I don't think there's no program with Solo and Roman.
I think Solo has something because like he's been given the looks at the what is it called, the necklace thing, whatever he's wearing.
The lay.
There's a specific word, but yeah, I'm gonna go with that. And he's looking at the title. Sometimes like Roman tells him to stop, and he kind of looks at him as if to say, "Did you just touch me? Like, know your role, like,
and shut your mouth."
But like, yeah, Solo versus Roman program, I think. And then the Fatal 4-Way, when? Like at Survivor Series? Is it going to be Team Jimmy and Jay or Team Jay versus Team Jimmy? Like, what is that going to look like?
I have no idea, dude. I'm all out of the bloodline. I care less about the bloodline. I can give two shits about the bloodline. I am out of the bloodline.
Deuces. Look at you. Not being Usy, but what is Usy are more episodes of the Get Comfy Game Break, Get Comfy Lowdown, Get Comfy Podcast every single Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms on iTunes, Spotify, and of course the Bleav Network. I have been K-Lo, joined by the one and only.
What up, guys? It's the best kept secret today, the BKS.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Deuces.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.